Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 18th day of May, 2008. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. We're going to have open phones in this first hour and the second hour at 877-590-5525, or you're listening to the main station that we syndicate out of, deep in the heart of Texas, News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can call 836-0590 and get on the air. My news websites, the largest and most effective of the alternative media websites out there, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear in the resistance against the global crime syndicate, the global eugenics syndicate known as the New World Order, unaffectionately. Okay. We have the founder and the head of the Human Extinctionist Society that wants all humans dead on the face of the earth. These views are the majority views at every major university in the world. You can go to events at the Royal Society in England. You can go to events right here at Texas, UT events, St. Edward's events, and things like this are said, and there are 95% standing ovations when the total annihilation of all human life is discussed. It is a sick, dangerous death cult. They have their biologists working in all level 4 bioweapons laboratories towards the great goal of a mammal pox that will kill every human on Earth. Now, the group coming on later, they don't say that. They just say they want us to voluntarily not breed and for all humans to die, that humans are a diseased cancer and need to be gotten rid of. Now, this is like dog training. The global elite have trained their little minions, or little biologists and scientists to have this view. The global elite have no intention of getting rid of themselves. They just intend to get rid of the mass of us and build the world in their image. Now, I understand you're not going to see this on 24. You're not going to see it in the fiction or the other fiction that poses as nonfiction, Fox and CNN. But I assure you that when you actually study what the United Nations says, what Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett say, when you find out where they give 90% of their money and what they're obsessed with and all they do, and they volunteer and fly around the world constantly, passionately working 17, 18 hours a day, to get rid of 80% of us. Now, they're conservative. The majority of the globalists want 90% extermination, but they're now being seen as old hat, and a large minority want 99.9% extermination, and a small but virulent minority want total Homo sapiens sapien extermination. Now, I understand you didn't hear about that during Super Bowl halftime. I understand. But if you will actually research the claims I'm making that affect every one of you, you will find out this is deadly serious, and I am telling you the truth right now. It's the type of knowledge that keeps you awake late at night. It's the type of knowledge that upsets you and makes you scream and yell. But I'll attempt to be calm today, focused. I'm normally a very calm person, except when I get on air and then I get agitated because there's so much information I want to cover and I never can. Here's one stack. This is the anti-terror stack today, which means anti-freedom stack, human enslavement stack. Here is the police state stack. Each one of these is about 1.5 to 2 inches thick. Here is the financial stack. And here is the human extinction, anti-human stack. The elite are just actually conditioning the public, preparing us for our deaths, preparing us for our cancer deaths, preparing us for our bioweapons deaths, making it very sweet. And, oh, it's time for you to die. It's for the earth. I got news for you. How about you walk the plank first, New World Order? Oh, but you're the experts that have to oversee the great work. And so you can't do that. And besides, Mr. Jones, you've seen how you talk about these serious issues and the slaves, the profane, the cattle don't care. Proof that they need to die, Mr. Jones. You tell them every day, but you notice they don't listen. Oh, Mr. Jones, they're not listening. Look at them take their shots. Look at them. They're like children, and like children, they will die. So you're tuning in for the first time. You're like, what is this guy talking about? Well, you better find out and real fast what I'm talking about. Oh, man. You see, there are global managers. There are people that run our societies. There are individuals that govern our societies. And whereas the people in the past decades and centuries had some input and impact on their surroundings and society, more and more we do not. And a elite class of technocrats for the last 50 years and accelerating and expanding their control almost have complete control over human thought, technological development, and more we are living in what you could call a three-dimensional matrix-like reality. By that, we are not in a physical matrix, but our minds have been mapped, programmed, propagandized to the point of which they are electrochemical computers, organic computers that we have been programmed. You understand the elite don't care about shiny Mercedes. The elite don't care about acting cool. They don't care about Hollywood stars. They don't care about big mansions. That's all false spectrum reality. They control the real issuance of currency, liquidity. They own the world over 100 times. They have created a debt system so they can implode the middle class and get control of you and seize all real assets in the third dimension, the plane that we live on this planet. We're very close to having that, and now through the fake environmental revolution, through the global taxes, through the Ozone Action Day and Air Quality Days, they are going to squeeze you, tax you, control you, what size your toilet can be, what size light bulb you can have. Now it's your house is going to be remote controlled. They're going to control your thermostats. They're going to control how much you eat. They're going to have CPS workers talk to your children at school weekly. Everything will be a prison. Now bringing us into the one-child policy, now bringing us into the anti-terror so they can get us into compact-controlled cities so they can stage the bioweapon releases, always claiming terrorists did it, then locking down even greater control in the laboratory as they kill more and more of us in successive waves. This is the future unless we stop them. It's all in their policy reports. It's all in their documents. It's what they plan to do to us. I tell you what, let me just cover police state news first, and then I'll get into all the human extinctionism and your calls and the rest of it. Look at this. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison. Mainstream news. Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs in the U.S. It's non-existent, but it's all part of the hysteria and fear. That's the federalization and militarization. That's their cover story. I, of course, reported that to you in 1998 when we got secret Pentagon documents that are now public. 9-11 operator, I don't give a bleep what happens to you, woman told. Panoma police checkpoint angers residents. Everyone was searched. They were told no Fourth Amendment. A new documentary draws stark parallels between Chile under Pinochet and the 9-11 war on terror. Well, of course, the criminals that run our government ran that. Our government funds more dictators and murderers and torturers than anybody else. They've always wanted to do it here. Now they are. We're in a race to stop them. This is just some of the news I have. Kane County to force all suspects to give blood at random checkpoints on highways. They've been doing this for at least 7 years. Now it's going nationwide. Concerns over posse comitatus violations. Pentagon officers in gallery at House debates on Iraq, menacing the congressman. TSA to install 200 more body scanners to scan your body's naked image into Homeland Security computers. That and your family. High-tech face recognition cameras going into all the major stores in the U.S., England, to, quote, make sure you're not doing anything illegal. We'll come back, cover the rest of it. Stay with me.
Now. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There are individuals filling the bureaucracy, the technocracy, the Western governments. They've financed all the major Asian and Central Latin American nations. A few rogue countries they don't control, those are always targeted. And they say they're going to bring in a one-world tax system, one-world child policy, forced inoculations, kill you deader than a hammer, with delayed soft-kill weapons. Think of all the times the government's lied to you. Think of all the horrible things they've been caught doing. Just try to think about all of it. You'll be for hours just be thinking of new ones. Sit around with your friends and play the game of, well, what they lie about. And then you'll, for hours, list things they lied about. And, well, what evil stuff do they do? And it'll go on and on and on and on and on. Does that mean the average cop or the average social worker or the average person working in a statistics bureau is bad? No. It's compartmentalized. That's why the New World Order system is a pyramid. This is just the police state news from the last 2 days. Some of it. Listen to it. What happened is I mentioned Friday on my weekday radio show that since about 7 years ago in Tucson and places like that, the police, you pull up to random checkpoints and they're there. And they stick needles in your arm and take blood because, quote, the prosecutors have said, well, even if we force you to do a breathalyzer, it doesn't always hold up in court. So now we take blood. So intrusive, crossing those boundaries. I mean, can you imagine Nazi Germany in the old black and white movies if the Nazis were on the train sucking blood? They've always got a good excuse, though. See, I mean, that's a major in your space, major violation of the Fourth Amendment. But now they're doing that under federal grants everywhere. They're doing it in Texas, you name it. And so I mentioned it, and some people didn't believe me on air, and then others emailed me just literally, I quit counting, 30, 40, 50 different news articles from around the country where they just stop you and suck your blood now. And I'm sorry, but the cops pull me over and want my blood. It isn't happening. And I guess that's the end of my life because they'll just gun me down right there, taser me till I die. And that's all part of freedom, guys in black masks. That's another thing. A few weeks ago, the big police chief there in one of the suburbs of Boston said, yeah, we wear black uniforms to intimidate you. I have video of the Chicago police chief saying, yeah, we want to intimidate you. We're going to make all our officers basically SWAT team now to wear black uniforms and run around. Of course, they disarmed the people, so the crime rates exploded. And I was looking at the police chief, and he just looked like something out of a comic book. He was so evil. And I know that the mob boss son runs Chicago, and I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And I know they shake bars and restaurants there down and beat up whoever they want and are so corrupt it's off the charts. And I know every major city. I can give you hundreds of cases, like Dallas, pulling cars over randomly, throwing bags of chalk in them, taking them for themselves. Again, the system is bankrupt. And if we don't let the general public know that the system's bankrupt and totally corrupt and can't be trusted and is all fraud and lies, they're going to get their next phases of corruption. And believe me, folks, you don't want to see that. So, here's one article, and I just blew 3 minutes on it. I literally have like 200 stories here I want to tell you about. And it says, county to force DUI suspects to give blood, take breath tests. And it just says, we now, quote, have the authority. And then I actually went and looked, and there was state lawyers and people saying this is illegal, and there isn't a law, but is there a law you got to take vaccines? Well, they still announce it's the law on every local news station, and people line up thinking it's the law they got to take it or their kids get taken. There's no law. It's all hoax government. That's what I'm saying. The government's totally criminal. I'll bet anybody $10,000 there's no law you got to take vaccines, unless you're in the military. And then it's not even a law. You've just signed your rights over in a contract. But the public thinks there is. It's all hoax. It's all fraud. But now they want your blood on the side of the road. I mean, they draw a nice portion of it, too. Look at this. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation. And I have the bill here. I couldn't believe it, so I went and pulled up the bill. Florida bill HB 137. Just type Florida bill HB 137 into Google. It'll pop up. And you can go read it for yourself. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison. And it says, but don't worry, the first time it's only a $5,000 fine and 1 month in jail, but then the next time it's 5 years and $20,000, and it goes on. But you know, I never thought I'd get a 30-mile over the speed limit. But one time I was driving to Crawford to cover a story, some little town out there, driving down a farm road, major road, and it says 60, and I got it on cruise control at 60, and that town put a speed trap in because down another road is a school, quarter mile or something, and just for a few hundred yards, it says 30. Boom, he pulled me over. He said, oh, I'm a fan of the show. I'm giving you a ticket. And I said, thank you very much. And point is, 10 years in prison. And just last week, I saw news articles with the private prisons. They're building more. We're 5% of the world population, but we got 35% of the world's population in prison. We're 5% of the world's population, but we got 35% of the people in prison in the world. and growing. And that's the biggest part of our economy now. And the private drug cartels that own the private banks, literally, there's been reports of this, own the prisons. You got to love it when the drug dealers own the prisons. That's what all these big drug war on the border is about. The CIA sent in Los Zetas trained U.S. military forces. They're wiping them out down there so the U.S. government gets 100%, not just 85% of the cartel money. Now, of course, I told you that 3 years ago. It's mainstream news today. If you have time, I'll go over that for you. But, the country's real far gone, folks. Real bad. Real hardcore mafia runs things with a bunch of eugenicists above them. So you don't know what eugenicists are. You better find out fast. Better find out real fast. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 year prison. And the private prisons are lobbying all over the country we need more people in prison, so we need you to have maximum laws against the general public for hard prison time. Oh, you missed class 3 times. That's 5 years in prison. Oh, you dropped a banana peel. That's 1 year in prison. Oh, you, on and on and on. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 year prison term. Homeland Security trained cops to combat roadside bombs, and AP reported that they are now. Now, I remember in 1998 we got secret documents because the FBI accidentally gave them to us. They're running a checkpoint in Belton. It's in my film, Police State Do the Takeover. Watch it free on Google Video or get the DVD at Infowars.com. And just got the documents right there, and there's military has citizens pulled over. Mike Hansen's driving along. My camera guy stops. They run over and say, "You can't videotape." And the FBI pulls up and says, "Get out of here. Here's a press release." It was a press release stapled on top of documents marked secret. What an idiot. It said, "Under the cover of bomb disposal, we're taking over. We're in 77 Texas counties. We're doing warrant service, SWAT team raids. It's all illegal. Don't tell anybody." But now they've removed it. See, so it's all retroactive. Quiet. See, the bankers that own our military took over the rest of the world. You think they're going to leave the prize alone, the U.S.? They always take over. They always take over. That's what happened in Rome. It's what happens in Latin America and Russia and China. It's happening here. That's why they got microwave guns and nerve gas helicopters waiting in every major city and sound cannons. Because when they take your pension funds, your bank accounts, and everything you got, and when you're finally not worried about your favorite football team and you're riding in the streets, they're going to gun you down. At least that's what they trained for. I got video of it. The question is, can we wake the public up, the military, the police up, before it's too late? I'm going to come back, take a bunch of calls, then get into eugenics, then get into the economy, and a lot more. Your phone call straight ahead. Infowars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I just talked to We Are Change Kentucky. Those are our roving reporters that ask politicians and minions of the New World Order serious questions. I'm going to have them pop in later. Guess what happened? They went today, asked Oliver North politely about continuity of government. He'd been in Senate hearings in 86 about how he was planning martial law takeovers. That was in the newspapers. The police handcuffed them, private security that looked like Secret Service, erased their cameras, stole their batteries, and then throw them out on the street. Ha! That's your free country, baby. You're not going to ask about those FEMA camps, boy. Oh, this country's far gone. That's it. I'm going to find out next place North is on his book tour, and I'm flying there. And I tell you what, I mean, I'm going to sue those jackboots up one side and down the other when they put their dirty paws on me. This country isn't as free as you thought it is. You better raise your voice right now because they're trying to intimidate everybody to shut up so they can have their way. Ah! Let me tell you how mad it makes me when these goons violate our First Amendment and treat us like we're third world slaves, or this is communist Russia, while they wrap themselves in the American flag. Republicans, Democrats, they all work for the same New World Order system. I mean, look at this news. Speeders face 10 years in prison. Homeland Security trained cops to combat roadside bombs. That's all for martial law training. That's their cover to take over. 9-11 operator, I don't give a bleep what happens to you. Panama police checkpoint angers residents. This is out of the Daily Bulletin. And it looked like Nazi Germany. They're all in black uniforms, pulling people out of cars, searching everything randomly. A new documentary draws stark parallels between Chile under Pinochet and the 9-11 post-war on terror. Absolutely. Concerns over Posse Comitatus violations, big article about how the military's taken over the U.S., and how they're all felons and criminals now they're hiring. Oh, you didn't know that? Yes, not Audie Murphy's military anymore. Pentagon officers in gallery at House on debates with Iraq spending bill. TSA to install 200 more body scanners that, again, give a total color image of your naked body in federal records. Going to walk you, your little kids through it, everything. That's the feds. Total humiliation. High-tech face recognition cameras. Going to be installed in the U.S. and in England to, quote, make sure your face scanned off your driver's license to make sure you're not buying beer or cigarettes. See, the local people can't do that, or the person behind the clerk, you know, they can't do it. But that's really for buying and selling. That's just going in the cashless society grid. In-body sensors to warn doctors of health problems. Electrically charged riot shields to be used against the people. Taser shields when they touch you, it zaps you. Cops to implement in-your-face policing. On and on and on. On the economy, no one will say why gas is exploding and why major banks are talking about gas going up and brokerage firms at $200 a barrel. It's because the dollar is being devalued, not all the other cockamamie reasons that they give. Just unbelievable. Dollar falls most against euro in 7 weeks on sentiment. This is Bloomberg. So the dollar continues to plunge to all-time highs. That's what's happening. That's what's affecting everything. Oil pushes above $127 a barrel and holds there. Globalists take steps for $200 a barrel oil, the total raping of you, the people. And again, it's not the oil companies that are even doing it. They're certainly part and parcel. That's a red herring. It's the dollar plunging. So when you hear that the oil companies are making their 9% profit like they always are, that's true. It's the dollar. U.S. heading for double-digit inflation. Bank of England warns no more rate cuts before 2010 as credit crisis deepens. U.S.-trained forces reportedly helping Mexican cartels. Houston Chronicle. Drug cartel carnage tears Mexico apart. Bleeds into Texas. Congressman highlights Mexican commando incursions in U.S. murders as far north as Dallas. We told you this 3 years ago. Just go to Prison Planet. I'm tooting my horn. You always hear it here first. People couldn't believe me. Violence in Mexico, again, spills across into Texas. Programs from government claims are aimed at foreign enemies are being used against American citizens. Congressman highlights Mexican commando incursions into U.S. urge action of U.S.-trained Mexican security personnel carrying out cartel killings. Well, that's for the CIA. They're killing their competition. Told you that 3 years ago. We only had DEA agents and people retired on to tell you about it, training down there in South Texas. And they're using Latin American death squads trained in the 80s by North and others to now take over in Iraq. 10,000 death commanders, death squad leaders. Yeah, let me tell you where Oliver North's going to be next. We need to get 50 people out at these events with video cameras so his private security goons and other people, I mean, you're just asking about the martial law drills he did and all. And this guy's the opposite of a conservative, okay? Saturday, May 24th, 6 p.m., Cornerstone Church, 726 West Old Hickory Boulevard, Madison, Tennessee. Sunday, May 25th, 8 p.m. He thinks this is Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, where they could just kill the people, shoot them in the back of the head, and throw the whole families in shallow graves, as U.S.-trained death squads did. And North was heavily involved in over that entire program. This is the U.S., Bubba. I can't believe. You know what? Go ahead and get those guys online. I want to talk to them next break. Go ahead and call We Are Change Kentucky, who just went and had their camera stuff erased, their batteries taken. Let's take some calls. So somebody doesn't like my movie, so we're going to go to them first. People that disagree always go to the head of the line here. This isn't a staged broadcast. Malcolm says he has a complaint about my movie, which means he was one of only 200-and-something people to see it at the Alamo Draft House downtown last night. I'm going to one more time tonight, then it comes out on DVD. And so I'm going to hear how bad I am right now. Go ahead, Malcolm, from Austin.
Hi, Alex. I like the movie, but my only complaint was I was hoping that something on Stephen Jones was in it, because I'm trying to prove 9/11 via Stephen Jones. And you didn't have anything on him in the movie.
Well, know? I mean, I've made four films on 9/11. This is one about the 9/11 truth movement, and so Stephen Jones isn't in it. Stephen Jones is in Terror Storm.
Yeah, and it was I liked his interview in Terror Storm and stuff, but I was just, I guess I'm not really angry. I was just more hoping that you'd have something on him.
Well, what did you think of the film overall?
Oh, I liked it. It was great. It was a great tribute to all the people participating in the 9/11 truth movement. I especially liked the parts about Lou Rogowski.
But was it entertaining?
Yes, absolutely. I especially liked the guy who went into Walmart and went on the their main system and said,
Well, see, we're doing something different here, and I appreciate your call. You know, I've made all these documentary-style deals with all the documentation and this document and that document. Now I'm making this film and my next film, which is about JFK. Case is now closed. I'd probably call it Black Sunshine or something. I'm not quite sure what the name of the film's going to be, but it might be Black Sunshine. I'll tell you why later. But the point is that I'm making cinema verite. I'm making two, showing people I can do it, okay? Okay, got to do something different occasionally. Let's go ahead now and talk to Robert in Colorado. You're on the air.
Alexander Emmerich Jones. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thanks
How are you?
Thanks for calling. Good, sir.
Good. I got two questions if I may. Front page of today's Denver Post, two or three school systems are going to start random drug testing. I'm thinking that's invasion of privacy and violation of Fourth Amendment. Is it not without any probable cause?
Absolutely. Well, see, first they habitualize and train the cattle through what they believe is common law or adverse possession. They're engaging in that. Also, it's under admiralty. That's why we've been under martial law for decades, since 1933. It's just what increment of martial law are we going to live under? And first, it's if you're on the football team drug test. And then if it's in any extracurricular activity. Then it's if you park your car. Now they're just saying everybody gets drug tested. And, of course, they say that sounds good, but they ship the drugs in. Meanwhile, they push Ritalin and Prozac that are even worse than heroin and cocaine on the kids. And they've proven the DARE program, showing all the kids the drugs, makes them want to use it. That's just basic psychology. All this stuff has tripled the use of drugs. We have more people in prison, more people in drugs, more drugs being shipped in. It's just sick mind control. Anything else?
Yeah. You ever read a book called Force into Glory by Laurent Bennett?
No.
It's a book about Abraham Lincoln and him being the great emancipator. Supposedly he's really the great BSer, but he really threw a lot of rocks, the author, at Lincoln, and I agree with Holland, didn't want to free anyone. But he also threw rocks at the founding fathers, Thompson, George Washington, et al., in that they signed the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, but they also held slaves. So I guess my question in that context, were the founding fathers really just two-faced people?
Let me comment on it when we get back. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, let me try to answer the last caller's question from Colorado without spending 10 hours on it. You have to look at the time people live. Slavery is still going on in Africa right now, black against black. Most of the slaves that came to this country were white. They were indentured servants. They didn't get out in 7 years. They had it worse in many cases. But that's politically incorrect, but that's mainline history. And so Thomas Jefferson, actually, by 1800, before he died, released his slaves, okay, his black slaves, and, of course, had children with them. And so the institution was different depending on where you were and what area of the colonies. I mean, we have forms of slavery going on worldwide right now. And so it's really a red herring. It was the United States and other Western nations, England, that initiated banning slavery worldwide. I mean, in the Bible, you read about, you know, part of the Jews being slaves to other Jews, you know, bond servant. So it's really a history lesson. It's so shocking and been turned into a political tool today. But I had ancestors that were indentured servants. Okay, I want to go to Adam Cuddington with We Are Change out of Louisville, Kentucky. He was there with some 9/11 truth guys. They went to the NRA convention, which we support. But the NRA mainline is actually supporting gun control. The globalists are very powerful, and they have ways of influencing people. And I've had Gun Owners of America and others on to expose the fact. But I've interviewed Ted Nugent. I've interviewed Oliver North. And I'm interviewing Oliver North again. And Oliver North's got this good rep as fighting communists, but it's really the opposite. The CIA Solicitor General did find it was CIA narcotics trafficking at the time, and CIA-trained death squads that he was over engaged in things that are unspeakable. And so there were the congressional hearings back in 86. In fact, type in Oliver North martial law into YouTube. They'll have clips from my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Go to YouTube and type in Oliver North martial law, and or no, Oliver North camps. And I want to play that. I mean, I want you to hear Congressman Inouye telling Congressman Jack Brooks from Texas to shut up about it. So these young men went, and they asked him about this. So the police arrested them, handcuffed them, stole the videotapes out and the memory sticks. And their batteries, and gave them their cameras back. That's what America is. And I talked to them during the break. There were cameras inside. It was the convention. They paid to get in. But this is the country. They just do what they want. And this is outrageous for bringing this up to Oliver North. I'm going to go ahead now and bring you up. Guys, try to find it as quick as you can. I'm going to go ahead and bring up Adam Cuddington. Adam, tell people exactly what happened where you were.
We're in Louisville, Kentucky, today at the Kentucky Exposition Center, which is where Six Flags and the Freedom Hall is.
By the way, you keep talking. I'm going to be listening to you on the speaker. I'm going to walk in the other room and make sure they find the right clip. Keep talking.
Okay. Anyways, the NRA was hosting their 2008 National Convention in Louisville. We actually had obtained press passes into the event, called the Public Affairs Office, and used our We Are Change passes to obtain NRA press passes. Anyway, so we had been covering it yesterday and wasn't able to really get anything. Today we found out that there was going to be a forum and Q&A with Oliver North, along with a book signing later, and a forum and Q&A with Ted Nugent. We ended up going to we went to the Oliver North thing, which was first, and confronted him on continuity of government. He went
say that
over,
again. You confronted him on continuity of government.
Yeah, we confronted him on did he work on the continuity of government program, which he actually went into it a little bit, started talking about Rex 84, how it was a plan to get the president in a catastrophe out of a nuclear fallout area. That's just pretty much the only thing he said on it.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and play what it was really about. This is a joint session, joint investigation of the House and Senate. One of the only ones we've had in decades, Iran-Contra. Here is Congressman Jack Brooks from Texas asking him about the concentration camps. Stay right there. I'm going to come right back to you in just a second, Adam.
The work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on planes?
Back it up a little. I want him to hear Colonel North. I want to hear him say his name. You can just type Oliver North FEMA camps into Google, and you can actually go watch hours of the full hearings. Okay, and now they admit it. They've trained, the military's trained, take your children, take your guns, take you to camps, put you in forced labor camps. And I mean anybody they want. This is the criminal government. Go ahead and play it.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan, in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
And that was Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez right after talking about how they would stage a terror attack. He said that in 1990. He's dead now. He said there was a plan to stage a terror attack and bring in martial law. But they decided the country's been so free to stage a couple of them to incrementally get you ready for it, and that's in the documents as well. That's right. Very friendly government we have. Now, understand, now Congress and Homeland Security in Congress, the committee, co-equal with the president, has asked to see the new plans, and they were told you're not allowed to. The president is a dictator, and they're going to pass that on to Obama or whoever. So let's go back to Adam. Adam Cuttington, finish up with what happened to you. So you were talking to him about continuity of government. He was giving you a line of bull. Keep going.
Okay. I just wanted to clear up. It was We Are Change Kentucky and We Are Change Ohio. Cody Dietz and a couple guys from We Are Change Ohio came down to
okay, fantastic. Tell us what happened,
what
please.
What happened is Cody was the one up the mic asking about the continuity of government. Then, of course, he went over saying it was about the president. Anyways, then he questioned him on Building 7 and would he support a new investigation of 9/11. He kind of said pompously, investigate away.
Yeah, there's nothing you're going to do, slaves. Aha.
After that, Sam, another guy from Ohio, went up just after the Q&A and questioned him on camps. I actually wasn't up at the front of the room at that time. I was in the back with Cody, so I didn't exactly get all that.
And okay, but the key here is how they grabbed your cameras.
Right, right. Later on, after the Ted Nugent, after we questioned Ted Nugent, we went back to the book signing that Oliver North was doing, and they were going to give him a DVD and some literature.
Now, to be clear, this was open. Other people had cameras. Other people were snapping pictures, videotaping. It was you guys. Go ahead.
Right, right. And what we got was press was completely open to cover this event.
No, I know. You got to sue them. But keep going.
Anyway,
and by the way, we don't like suing people and wasting our money. The point is we're going to save the First Amendment, listeners, or it's over, or they win. Go ahead.
When they got up to the desk with North, they were pulled off to the side by a couple non-uniform Louisville Metro Police Department, a couple uniform Louisville Metro, and what I'm guessing is private security.
Just goons.
Guys in suits, yeah.
Scum. Anyways, what happened next?
I was across the hall actually getting footage from a different angle. When they were taken off to the side, they came over, brought me over, confiscated our NRA event press passes, told us that we needed to leave. Couldn't come back. If we came back, they'd arrest us. So we proceeded to leave. Sam, which was walking behind me, I didn't exactly see this man, but took out his camera, messed with his camera, did something, and was taken to the ground by a non-uniform officer.
So that's America. So assaulted for touching his camera. That attack dogs, trained to attack cameras, trained to attack press. This is one inch from total martial law, third world armpit. Oh, my God, this is huge news. Okay, tell me the exact name.
He was. I know his name's Sam.
Okay, we need to talk to him. Is he still with you?
No. They were heading back up to Ohio after the event. This all
okay, so Ohio, we are changed, is tackled by a – oh, my God. Oh, my God, in America, folks. Okay, he's tackled by a demon.
Handcuffed.
Keep going.
And handcuffed. He was put in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
The clothes keep going. We were right outside. He was put up against the wall, what looked like face first when we got outside, and then Cody tried documenting what was going on with him, with his camera, and was rushed himself. He was not thrown down, but he was grabbed.
Stay there. I got to come back to you, then we'll have the human extinctionist person on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not America. Your veterans fought and died for free.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The election's...